prayers from Psalm 50, 5 through 6. Our Father, gather your saints together unto yourself, those that have made a covenant with you by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Let the heavens declare his righteousness, declaring unto us that thou, O God, art judge alone. Amen. So everything's pretty much present in that prayer as far as what we're hoping to learn here, I hope. We are on the Psalm of Praise, which is 146. 146. And
Psalm 119, C. Kimmel, which is the
third part, Psalm 119c, Gimel, part 3, very next page. And so this is the tune of New Britain, commonly known as Amazing Grace. Psalm 119, part 3.
Accept thy sacrifice. heart's wish and fulfill thy thoughts and counsel wise. In thy salvation we will joy, in our God's name we will display our banners, and the Lord thy prayers all fulfill. Now I God his King ascend, he from his holy heaven will hear him with the saving strength by his own right hand given. In chariots some put confidence, some horses trust upon. But we remember will the name of our Lord God alone. We rise and upright stand when they are bowed down and fall. Deliver, Lord, and let the King us hear when we do call.
Amazing stuff there. A lot of Christology in that particular song. Well, we'll go to our Old Testament lesson today. Going to Exodus chapter 24. And then we'll get on for a New Testament lesson from Hebrews chapter 9, which will correspond to this. Exodus chapter 24 in our King James Bible. Exodus chapter 24, verse 1. And he said unto Moses, Come up, and unto the Lord, thou, and Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and the 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship ye afar off.
And Moses alone shall come near the Lord, but they shall not come nigh, neither shall the people go up with him.
And Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord, and all the judgments, and all the people answered with one voice, and said, All the words which the Lord hath said, we will do.
And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord, and rose up early in the morning, and builded an altar under the hill, and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel.
And he sent young men of the children of Israel, which offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen unto the Lord.
And the Lord took half of the blood, and put it in the basin, and half of the blood he sprinkled on the altar.
And he took the book of the covenant, and he read it in the audience of the people. And they said, All that the Lord hath said, we will do, and be obedient.
And Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people and said, Behold the blood of the covenant which the Lord hath made with you concerning all these words.
Then went up Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and the 70 of the elders of Israel.
And they sought the God of Israel, and there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of a sapphire stone, and as it were the body of heaven in his clearness.
And upon the nobles of the children of Israel he laid not his hand. Also they saw God, and they did eat and drink.
And the Lord said unto Moses, Come up to me into the mount, and be there, and I will give thee tables of stone, and the law, and the commandments which I have written, that thou mayest teach them.
And Moses rose up, and his minister, Joshua, and Moses went up into the mount of God.
And he said unto the elders, Tarry ye here for us, until we come again unto you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. If any man have any manners to do, let him come unto them.
Moses went up into the mount, and a cloud covered the mount.
And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days, and the seventh day he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud.
And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel.
And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and got him up into the mount. And Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights.
We go to Hebrews chapter 9. I'll point out here in the reading here the difference between Moses and the children of Israel, they all entered into covenant, and Moses was the mediator, so to speak, of that covenant. The children of Israel saw a devouring fire, by and large, and Moses saw something he wanted to enter into. That is pretty much how covenantalism works. Some see it as I don't know if I want to make that promise, and then others say, that's exactly the promise I want to make. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 1. Then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and a worldly sanctuary.
For there was a tabernacle made the first, wherein was the candlestick and the table and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary.
And after the second veil, the tabernacle which is called the holiest of all,
which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant overlaid round about with gold, wherein was the golden pot that had manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant.
And over the cherubims of glory, showing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak particularly.
Now when these things were thus ordained, the priests went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God.
But into the second went the high priest alone, once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people.
The Holy Ghost is signifying that the way to the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while the first tabernacle was yet standing.
Which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not make him that did the service perfect, as pertaining to the conscience.
Which is only in meats and drinks and divers washings and carnal ordinances imposed on them until the time of reformation.
But Christ being come a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building,
neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us.
For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of heifers sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh,
how much more shall we, O Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
And for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance.
For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator.
For a testament is of force after men are dead, otherwise it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth.
Whereupon neither the first testament was dedicated without blood.
For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and goats with water, scarlet wool, and hyssop, and he sprinkled both the book and all the people,
saying, this is the blood of the testament which God has enjoined unto you.
Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry.
And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission.
It was therefore necessary that the pattern of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these.
For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the fingers of the true, but into the heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us.
Nor yet that he should offer himself oft, as the high priest entered into the holy place every year with blood of others.
For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself.
And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment,
so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall appear the second time without sin unto salvation.
Old Testament here, and we will go into Bible study. I don't know if you noticed the contrast between the two, or the parallels that were drawn, which there are both those there present, in those particular mentions of the covenant, how the one signified the other, and how even the
one, signify the heavenly, that has even a greater relevance than what we understand today, but that everything in God's law are testimonies and testaments, they testify, that is, of the covenant, and it will very much be what we are going to study today.
The Psalm to sing, Psalm 50. We have a short recitation from Romans chapter 6, which should have more meaning now than it did before, as well as Psalm 50 for that matter. Considering our morning prayers, so we're going to stand to sing. It's to the tune of Leo Minster. This is a short meter double. Hopefully it's all lined up properly. Do you have a hum on this one?
Be those
Is from Romans chapter 6, called Newness of Life. Very much expresses some of what we talked about today. What shall we say then?
Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?
God forbid.
How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein?
Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death?
Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death.
That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father,
even so we also shall walk in the newness of life.
For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death,
we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection.
Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him,
that the body of sin might be destroyed,
that henceforth we should not serve sin.
For he that is dead is free from sin.
Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall
also live with him.
Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more.
Death hath no more dominion over him.
For in that he died unto sin once.
But in that he liveth unto God.
Likewise reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God, through Jesus Christ
our Lord.
Christian, would you mind saying a prayer for us?
I've
got requests. People want to hear you pray, so I'm turning this the microphone over towards you.
Okay. Dear Lord God, thank you for today. Thank you for your grace and mercy. This is the day that you have made, and we do rejoice in it, Lord. Please help us not to take the breath that you give us and the physical strength that you give us lightly, God. Please help us just to remember the many blessings that we have in our life and to be grateful and thankful people. And, Lord, please help us to understand covenants better and testimonies better and how they are in our lives. And just as even Jacob made a personal covenant, if that's something that you would have us do, I pray that you'd put that in our hearts and guide us in the steps that we should go. Lord, you say that those that fear you, you'll open up our eyes to your covenant. So please help us to fear you so that that will happen to us more and more, Lord. Give us even more wisdom and more prudence, as St. Paul said, God. And Lord, just in our jobs, I pray that you'd help us even more in our work. For those that are abroad listening in, I pray that you'd help them in their work. Help them to work hard and give them a sound mind, a diligent mindset. And just please help them also to have joy while they work as well. And Lord, thank you for this food that we're about to eat. Pray that you bless it. Thank you for the hands that prepared it, Lord. Lord, I know that there's some people that are going to be going through some medical scenarios coming up, so I pray that you give them peace throughout this time, help them not to be nervous or anxious, but just to trust in your sovereign will in the matter. Please bless the hands of the doctors that do work on these people, God. Please help them to be prepared and to be mindful in the matter, God. And thank you, God, for who you are. Would you just bless your name? I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.